Okay then, Ollie, your thoughts after what was a surprisingly comfortable victory in the end?
Look, it was one of their better days. I think the fact that they were short a number of starters and they went down to 10 men fairly early helped us along. But to be fair to our lads, we deserved it, obviously. I'll give them credit where credit's due. I'll criticise them when it's, you know, when that's the case as well. Felt tonight we did well and deserved to win the game. But look, you know, as I said inside there, it counts for nothing if we can't reproduce that in the playoffs. And, you know, they'll be coming up here, presuming it's them, and I think it will be them on the 23rd or the 30th of October. They'll have Robbie Benson back. They'll have Gary O'Neill in the middle of the field. They'll have Thomas Boyle back at centre half. And, you know, we'll need to get to that level again to have any chance against them.
You do think it will be UCD in the playoffs, because all of a sudden there's just a point between them and Shelburne now, Ollie?
Certainly, if Benson, Gary O'Neill and Thomas Boyle are playing, I think it'll be them. To be fair to Shelburne, they've narrowed the gap. I'm not too sure of the running that either. I think they may have Cabinteely and Waterford. I think UCD have, is it? I'd be surprised if it isn't on the basis of what they have. But to be fair, I've seen better days for them. Tonight wasn't one of their better days, but I'm just hoping that if it's them, or indeed Shelburne, that we can produce the form that we showed there tonight. Like.
Yeah, and in contrast, Harp's form has been pretty good over the last few weeks. That's, four wins and a draw in the last five games. That's not bad going.
No, it's not. No, I can't complain. I can't complain about the effort. I mean, the effort is there the whole time. The work was there the whole time. That never went away. Tonight we had a little bit of quality to it, you know. Now, whether we can do that in the playoffs, that's all that matters. You know, and, you know, today is a good day. Let them enjoy it. But tomorrow morning we're in a recovery session, and that victory tonight would be well put behind us. And we're looking to at Lowen, obviously, and Wexford in the last two league games, and obviously then in the 23rd of October to the playoff, like.
Yeah. And how do you approach those last couple of league games now, Ollie?
We have a number that are suspended for the Athlone game, so there'll be a number of changes. I think I didn't count how many picked up cards there, but I think we might have three or four out of Athlone. So there'll be three or four changes at a minimum. To be fair, if we had anyone available, there probably would be changes depending on what we were going to go with. We made changes today from last week, obviously. Look, we have 2 weeks to try and get that right. We have a friendly next Sunday that takes on now a bit of importance. But really, you know, if we got to a decent level tonight, even though they're only 10 men, don't get me wrong. We didn't get to that level maybe since we played Longford in the Cup here and didn't win that, you know. So we need to get somewhere near that level in the playoff to have any hope. And if we don't, you know, tonight's victory might be, you know, it might look back and say, well, what happened? You know, we need to get somewhere near that level tonight to have any hope of getting through a playoff.
Yeah, it was a good performance. The opening goal was a while coming, Ollie. It eventually came right at the start of the second half, and then the floodgates almost opened after that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, as I said, GCD were three central players that were out of the game. When they went down to 10 men, you know, they let us have the ball and sat deep and tried to counter-attack, which they're good at. And, I mean, you know, albeit they had two counter-attacks in the game. Had we scored earlier in the first half, you know, maybe it'd be more comfortable. But, look, the game wasn't over until the second goal went in there. But it's you know, it's a little bit like, if it's great and it's encouraging that we can reach that level. It's just a pity we didn't reach that level enough times over the season. Or, please God, we can reach it in the playoffs.
Yeah, and can I ask you as well about the sending off? It was a critical moment in the game early on, 19 minutes. It happened right in front of where you were situated,
yeah,
Ollie.
Yeah, to be fair, Chris Mulhall, I didn't see it, to be fair, because I was looking down at the other side of the field. I think the linesman decided that he stamped. I actually didn't see it. Look, a lot of them decisions didn't go our way, and one of those went our way tonight, if you want to call it that way. You know, I'm not going to give an opinion on Chris Mulhall's tackle, because I didn't see it, Dermot. But look, they paid a cost for losing them. We paid costs before for losing players early in games.
And finally, a word on Wexford Youths, league title winners tonight.
Yeah, congratulations to them, to Shane, to the team. Look, they won it on merit. There's a reason why they're 7 points ahead of us. They were 14 points ahead of us last year, and nothing but congratulations to them. I think they'll do quite well with the players they have. They probably have the best mixture of experience, maybe physicality, and no shortage of players. UCD are to me the best football inside in it when they have Benson and Gary O'Neill and Thomas Boyle. They play the best passing game. I think all around GCD, or Wexford Utes, have, with a bit of experience, a bit of hardiness about them, and obviously, you know, they're the wide men, the likes of Andy Mulligan and that. I don't know if they play tonight, and obviously Denny Thurlong and Aidan Keenan up top. And look, congratulations to them. You know, it gives us a bit of encouragement. They're quite similar to us, you know, if you like, a rural GA area and background where they're coming from, quite similar, you know, to maybe where we are at the moment. And look, they have the one thing people don't give them credit for is that they work their backside off every bit as much as we do, and some people don't give them credit for that, but their work rate on top of their bit of quality is the reason they won it. Look, I got nothing but congratulations for them, and well done to them.